Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, of course, it is October 21st, 2016, as we continue on our growth series for the month of October for our Marketing Madness as we close out this year, 2016, strong. We're going to have a great show today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm super excited about the special guest that we have on today in reference to what she's doing in the community as well as in business here in Houston, Texas. And we want to continue, ladies and gentlemen, to share with you tools and tips to help you build and grow your network in the area where you do business. And as we have been on this show now, this past 4 years that I've been doing this show, across the country, assisting small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations to build and grow their network in the area where they do business. Well, today's show, we have basically a new young lady that's going to be talking, Ms. Taz Stanberry, in reference to her business, which is Zana Renee Cosmetics. And basically, this is going to be a great opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, for you to take some copious notes and basically learn as you earn as we continue to build and grow our networks in our communities. It's all about community, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I teach and train in reference to that, as well as, is your website active enough to draw the attraction or attention that you're looking for your target market? Are you looking to gain more revenue this year, closing out this year, than what you did a month ago, 2 months ago, 6 months ago? So what we're going to be sharing with you real quick and what I'm going to deal with you real quick about is how do you build your business with, one, your web base, two, your community base, and three, your local base, and four, national and international base. So you have a lot of steps that we take, ladies and gentlemen, in business, and a lot of times we don't understand exactly which steps to take, how do we get there, how do we do marketing, what is marketing all about, and how do we get the information out in the marketplace. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's great opportunities more so now than ever. The internet is where it's at. I mean, I share this all the time. This is the internet radio show. I have over 5,000 listeners each week tuning in to this show across the country. Now, as we continue to share with opportunities and tools and tips, our focus here at GTE Pro Network Radio, as well as Global Touch Enterprise, is to make sure that you have the tools that you need to build successfully. And it's all about the proper tools and knowing when to use the proper tools to build and how to build successfully. If you're talking about building a network, then what you want to do is draw as much attraction as possible in a short period of time. And in order to do that, you have to have an interactive website. If you have an e-commerce site, that's great. That means you have continued your guests to purchase items off online where they can basically get the information and you give them and you get the feedback from them after each purchase. Are you doing that on your site? Is your site interactive enough to whereas people can set up schedule appointments with you? There's appointment schedulers now that you can put on your website, ladies and gentlemen, where you can basically get the information and use your website as a marketing base. That's your marketing headquarters. You should basically use your website as a marketing headquarters to generate the revenue that you're looking to generate and as well as the attraction, the traffic that you're looking for, whether you're a brick-and-mortar location or just internet-based. And since I'm just internet-based, my business, Global Touch Enterprise, since we do web design and marketing, is to make sure that everybody understands across the country what it is we do. You can always check out our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. You can see everything that we do right there. But it's interactive. You can also schedule appointments with me if you need to. And also, if you have any questions or concerns in reference to your current sites We can do the reviews. We can check it out for you, and we can help you out. That's what the business is all about. That's what we're all about, and basically building up our communities stronger like never before. So what I wanted to share with you today in reference to that real quick was how do we build successfully as we close out 2016? Notice it's only 2 months left in this year. As we close it out, how are you going to continue to take advantage of this marketing madness that's happening right now? How do we take advantage, Ed, on how do we get the traffic, one, how do we get the customers, two, and how do we get the buyers to basically purchase online and the things that we do? Well, there are many tricks to the trade or tools and tips that we can give out, but basically be comfortable with how to use certain tools and tips for your business. Make it be own up to it and you get the ownership of it so that way it can be more personable. That way it's based off of who you are, what you're about, and what you represent, and what's your business stands for. What do your business stand for? You ought to have that noted as well, whether you got your business plan, your marketing plan. And we talked about before on my show, before that, the five P's of marketing. It's all about people, product, price. If you understand the five P's of marketing, you're going to basically blow your business out of the water like never before. I've seen it time and time again. But on all the P's of the marketing that we do and tips and tools is basically how do we promote? The key factor is promoting the business. How do we get the name out there? How do we continue to share the information? And what events are we hosting? Are we making this eventful? Are we throwing a little party behind it? I mean, are we making it entertaining enough where people can come out and check us out and have a good time at the same time? Guys, you have to entertain your customers as well as your people that you're going to interact with on a regular, consistent basis. So if you don't have these things in place, ladies and gentlemen, my suggestion is to get them in place as soon as possible. Get with your professional people who are experts in that area. If you're not an expert in it and if you're not good at it, let someone else handle that who is an expert and who is good at it. And guess what? You always have a network of leaders. Your leadership base should be the first piece that you put together in your business. Who are your leaders? Who are your team people, members that you have in your network that's going to help you grow? All businesses to date have that. Who's your leadership team? Who's the people you got on your board of directors? Who's the top key dogs or your think tanks that's going to help you put it out there? Well, that's what you're going to need to get with. You can't do it all by yourself. You're not an island. So don't even try to attempt to do this by yourself. It's going to take a lot of time and energy, and basically that's what a system is for, and that's why we have systems in place. It saves yourself time, energy, and money. That's what the acronym of system is for. So to save yourself time, energy, and money, you have to make sure you have enough people in your network to help you grow it. And once you have that, you're good to go. Always keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, I'm always trying to find more people like me. How many people on this planet are like me is over, believe me, enough. In the city of Houston, we got over 2 million people here. My city where I'm really from, Chicago up north, we have over 3 million there. But let me tell you this, no matter where you are in this country, no matter what you do in your business, your focus and goal is to duplicate. The power of duplication works. Duplicate yourself that many times, and guess what? You won't have to worry about money no more. That's the guarantee. So without further ado, I'm going to get off my soapbox a little bit here, and I'm going to introduce our lovely guest that's going to be on the show to talk about her business, Ms. Taz Stansberry. That's the purpose of this show for this week. And I love to have new entrepreneurs, young women, men together to talk about their businesses. Again, we work with small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations across the country. It's all about community, ladies and gentlemen. If we can build a community base that can assist us in the things that's going on in the community, no one will lack anything, meaning that churches, nonprofit organizations, and small businesses work together in the community to help build up the community so that way no one lacks anything no matter what's going on. That's my vision for this show. That's my vision for my business at Global Touch Enterprise is to teach and train these on these principles. It's simple, it's easy, and guess what? It works. So without further ado, let me get her online. And Ms. Stansberry, are you there?
I am here. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Welcome to GTV Professional Network Radio. I'm super excited about you and your business and what you're doing. And as I got the information from a friend of mine, Hank, it's really interesting to see young women like yourself starting a business and having a passion for something and actually driving it home and actually acting on it. You know how many people are procrastinators, not really jumping in when they see something that they want to do, fearing that something may not happen or it may not work. So let me ask you this. How did you get started, and what motivated you to get started with this business that you have right now?
Okay, well, first of all, I'm a salon owner, and cosmetics is a major part of the hairstyling industry. It kind of goes hand in hand. So I have a five-year-old daughter, and she is the inspiration behind the cosmetic line. I've been styling hair for quite some time, and fortunately I was able to open a salon about 2 years ago. And recently this year, my daughter expressed to me her passion for makeup, and she would play, I would catch her playing in my makeup all the time, and I know that's not considered the best thing to allow, you know, kids to play in. So I noted that, and I decided to come up with a cosmetic line that my daughter can enjoy playing with that's not going to be, you know, irritable to her skin and that other children can also play with. Now, the cosmetic line isn't totally geared towards children, but being that my daughter has sensitive skin, and she always has since she's a baby, so I just decided that I would come up with an all-natural cosmetic line that eventually, you know, whenever she is able to wear makeup, she can appreciate her own formulas that won't irritate her skin and many others out there that have sensitive skin issues.
Wow, that is powerful piece, Ms. Stanberry. And what you just stated, since the cosmetic industry is a billion-dollar industry, it's not going anywhere. And to have something like that that's all natural for young ladies who like to express themselves, I think makeup and cosmetics is just about all about freedom of expression. How do we want to express itself? So
absolutely.
With that being said, and what you're putting together is really a phenomenal piece, that not only because I work with a lot of different groups of people in business as far as building the websites and so forth and marketing, but for what you're doing, because I work with a lot of fashion designers, a lot of promoters, a lot of this and that, and even models that I work with right now in reference to their look, they always want to have something that's natural. And for you to come up with something like that is a great, awesome piece. So what is your focus and vision then for the rest of this year as we close it out and then for 2017?
Absolutely. The focus for the remainder of this year, starting out, we just launched actually in October. So our focus October was to kind of get involved with the community, and we created awareness for breast cancer survivors. So that was a major success, by the way. A lot of people really appreciated what we had to contribute towards the community and towards some of my clients being a hairstylist. Some of my clients are actually breast cancer survivors. So I decided that it would be an excellent idea to each year for October to do an annual breast cancer awareness situation where we could donate proceeds from the lipstick sales to an actual breast cancer survivor and or the Breast Cancer Foundation. So that's something that we started this October, and we plan on continuing that each year going forward. For the remaining of 2016, we just plan on coming out with various, so keeping up with the different seasons and trying to come out with various colors and pigments that people can enjoy, you know, as the seasons change and as, you know, the colors and, you know, people get into trends and fashions and things like that. So we're just trying to catch the wave and ride it all the way out through the remaining of the year. We have something coming up for this holiday season. We're going to do some bright red colors for the Christmas season. And following the spring season, we're going to come out with some nice light pastel colors, and we're also going to launch our kids line for kids cosmetics.
Wow, that is perfect, and I'm super excited about that for you. I know we haven't officially met in person, but from the sound of what you're doing, sounds like you're very seasoned in what it is and very passionate about it, and it seems like you know exactly which way you're going. And that's the direction that I want all of my radio listeners to tune in on each week about that, is what direction are you really going in your business? How do you want to get there? What is your website looking like? Are you interactive enough? Can people comment on your site? And also on social media. I mean, I'm on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram. I'm on Pinterest. I'm everywhere. But the thing about it, in reference to what you're talking about, Ms. Sander, is basically building a brand for your legacy and for your daughter. And that's something parents, as a parent myself, I'm always thinking about something that I can leave my sons behind, that he can pick up and say, hey, my dad did this, he did that. So I know what you're doing right now. And this is what about community. I'm glad you mentioned community. And as I'm also supporting the breast cancer awareness, my cousin, Stacy Peterson, in Chicago, is a breast cancer survivor. And I've also worked with SES Films here in Houston, who brought up the movie Joy Comes in the Morning, in reference to that. I was the marketing director for that film company to build it up. And it's Black-owned. And they actually got through the author of the book for that, Rebecca M. Shepherd, out of Akron, Ohio, who was a 2-time breast cancer survivor. So with that being said, it's a great opportunity in how we build networks. And this is what you're doing, Mrs. Sander. You're building a network for yourself to bring along others to help them grow and talk about it as well. It's a big buzz right now. So I'm really excited that you got your vision for that for this year and closing it out, and as well as 2017. And also, do you have a website right now? Are you putting something together for your for that brand, for your business?
Actually, since we are such a new company, our website is under construction. As we speak, we're developing our website. Our cancer promotion are actually the three colors that we began our lipstick line with. We came out with three different pink colors to offer to various, individuals with various skin complexions, a light pink, middle, medium pink, and a dark pink. So we are promoting those colors on our Facebook page as well as Instagram. We could be found on Facebook under Jean Renee Cosmetics, and it's XIAN Cosmetics.
I like
that's actually my daughter's name, and she has a black with it. She reminds me that she's my boss because her name is on the product. So
exactly.
Yes, she loves to remind me that she's my boss.
It's just a wonderful thing that you're doing with her, and then for her to see what mommy is doing in reference to
the
business, and having her to participate with you is really a blessing, and I'm really excited about that, and about the community, that's the brand that you're building in the community in reference to that, and to see women across the country. Now, this is believe it or not, you're international, because there's a lot of various types of young women who are looking for something like that. And this is going to help you help them. And that's what we are. We're basically great stewards when it comes to being in business. And I said this to a lot of business owners. If you're not a great steward about your brand or your business, then you're not going to be successful. You're not going to last long. Believe it or not, we are just stewards in this thing. So in the marketplace, we always look for things that's going on, what's happening, what's new, what's the buzz, what's hot. But basically, are we really representing the people? Are we helping the community? Are we being a participant there to where we can make a change? And that's what it's all about. And what you're doing
Absolutely.
Is great. And I'm super excited for you about that. And believe it or not, as a hair event, so you're doing hair as well, and now you've got makeup on your plate. So what else are you planning on doing after this?
Well, I'm going to continue to focus on building this company up first. The salon is going pretty well. I'm looking forward to having a couple of more locations. We're a Houston-based salon and cosmetic company, so I would like to have a couple of more locations within the Houston area and then possibly branch out into some surrounding areas such as Dallas and Louisiana, some of our Texas neighbors, Houston neighbors. And as for the cosmetic company, the sky is the limit. The greatest thing about that is the product. So international, you know, using the internet, you spoke about the internet earlier when you began the show, and I just understand how important it is to be able to utilize the internet to get your product nationwide. And I've seen throughout my research, just when I was going through a month to month of research of trying to start the cosmetic company, it's so much competition out there, and you have to be able to set yourself apart and develop a web-based storefront in order to even think about being successful in this industry. And so that I'm taking that approach, and going into 2017, I'm going to expand the cosmetic line. Right now, we're focusing on lipsticks in 2016, but eventually, we do look forward to having a full cosmetic line with facial cleansers, makeup removers, eyeshadows, lip liners. Just various cosmetic products across the board. We want to have a full cosmetic line, and I believe by faith and hard work and determination that's possible.
You just said a mouthful, and you just really hit the hammer on the nail with that. And that's exactly what I like to do in training and sharing with people in reference to how to build successfully. And if it's your passion, if it's something that you believe in, and you have a belief system, it's all about belief. Do you believe in what you're capable of? Everybody's been blessed with a gift and talent. God has blessed all of us with that. But do you believe it? Are you going to act in what you're believing, and are you going to pursue it? And so what you're doing is great, and I'm really excited for you, and I know you're going to have those locations. The cosmetic side is going to really blow you up faster, I'm going to be honest with you, because of the fact that I look at what you were just sharing with me. I know a lot of organizations, a lot of businesses, a lot of communities that you can represent in reference to that. And you can have young models represent the line, and you can showcase that. And whatever events you throw out there, you can put that together. I'm just giving you some real ideas as I think about this. That's really a cool piece that can help everybody. And when you talk about community like this, you're building a brand, you're building a community, but you're also you're creating a movement. And once you create a movement like this, it's just going to be so impactful, so powerful that no one can stop it, no matter what they do.
Absolutely.
So with that being said, other than that, now that we got all that out, I'm really excited. Now, do you have a contact number or somebody where they can email you or contact you in reference to your product, so that way they can get more or order it? Does anybody get it now?
Yes, sir. The phone number that we can be reached at is 832-310-6500. I'll repeat that. It's 832-310-6500. And again, we are on Facebook under Jean Renee Cosmetics. It's XIAN space cosmetics. And on Instagram as well, and Twitter under the same name, Jean Renee Cosmetics. So just be looking out for us. We're already ready to release our winter cosmetic line, and we're excited about it. And we'll definitely be looking forward to sharing all of our new products with everyone. So and with events coming soon. Like I said, we just did our breast cancer awareness event that we held at three different locations within the city. And for December, we're going to host a major Christmas party that we're going to invite people out to witness the launching of our matte red lipstick that's coming out. So we're excited. We have some things planned, and I'm excited to share it.
Wow. Well, we're going to be following you, Ms. Stansberry, in reference to your John Renee cosmetic line. We're going to have you back on the show to talk further about that and whatever events or promotions that you're running in the community. I like to get business owners like yourselves involved and then also show you how big the network really is. And once you begin to understand that and people start following you and they're like, hey, you was on this radio show, I heard you. But, yeah, now they understand this is getting serious now. We already launched it. Now we're ready to hit the ground running even harder. So we'll have you back on. We can talk about it some more in reference to that. And then for 2017, I'm always prepping and ready to get the guests and everybody on my show that tune in, all mostly entrepreneurs, small businesses, churches, profit organizations. We talk about all these levels of people that we can interact with on a regular, consistent basis. But the focus and the vision, it's all about the vision. What your vision is, how do you see yourself, where do you see yourself 2 years from now, 5 years from now, and what are your goal expectations out there in the marketplace? So it's all about that, and we can do this all together. And there's no such thing as being an island or being by yourself or solo, but building a network, building a team of successful people, having leaders around you on a regular basis is where I continually talk about. And then also understanding the 5 P's of marketing. I'm a big beef about that because I know how powerful that can be if a business owner understands the 5 P's of marketing. Again, it's all about the people, product, price, place, and promotion. But the key factor is your product and your price is one thing, but what about the people? Who's your target market? And then how are you promoting the business? Are you promoting it successfully and properly? Are you doing the things that's necessary to get it out there on a regular, consistent, daily basis? Notice I say the keyword daily. So you have to make sure you do that, and guess what? Mean that I leave no stone unturned. Everything is done, and I'm going to continue to do this until I get to the level that I want to get to. So I'm really excited for you. We're going to talk more again. Again, this is just a 30-minute show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm almost out of time, but I want to thank you all for tuning in to this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. Again, I'm your host, Ed Peterson. And we're going to continue to have some more guests, some special guests on the show, of course, as we close out this year, 2016, and show you exactly what it's all about, starting a business, being a business owner. Entrepreneurship, ladies and gentlemen, is a powerful piece. So let's continue that path, that way, and let's continue to hit the ground running. And until then, I will see you guys again at the top next week. We're going to have another guest on our show as we close out October month, since we are closing out the month of October, as we move into the month of November. How are we running our marketing plans, and what are our marketing schemes looking like right now? So I'm going to share with you next week about the marketing concepts and how to market your business successfully versus online and offline. Well, we call it inbound and outbound marketing. And so when you learn about the inbound and outbound marketing, you're going to learn a lot of those things that a lot of people have missed out on that they could have done. But don't worry, you can still get back on track. Just continue to follow the flow and do what's necessary for your business to be successful. So with that, I'm going to leave you with this. It's been a fun, pleasing pleasure, as well as a pleasure. That's from my brother, Les Brown. Until next week, we're going to see you again at the top. And keep building the dream.